Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Juan Benitez. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Carew steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell bunts towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. Heisa moves to second. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 1 in the game. Benitez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Ray Corbin now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. There goes Rice trying to get to third. Terrell throws to Soderholm, who tags Rice for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 0 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 2 in the game. Benitez takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doyle hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing first base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Burleson is walked intentionally. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heisa hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Evans scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beníquez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beníquez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards center. Miller catches it and throws to first to double up Braun. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Terrell. Miller moves to third. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. Burleson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hysa hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Terrell. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carew moves to third. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.